Blog Talk Radio.
Children or whatever, now you got to be giving out an explanation. You know what I mean? Now people want to be all in your business. Now they want to know about your family's history, your relationship history, your sexual history. Oh, it's your bonus child from your husband? No. Oh, from your boyfriend? No. Not my current one. Oh, which one before? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, as a parent who took care of non-biological children before I ever had kids, or acknowledged at least children that I loved before I ever had a biological child of my own, you either look at them as your children, like your children, or you don't. There's no gray area. There's no need to put on an extra title. It's sort of like in the hood, it's sort of like the term half brother. We don't use it. We don't. That's your brother or it ain't. You know what I mean? We ain't got to go into, we ain't got the same dad, or we don't have the same mom, or we got the same cousins, but actually we don't even have the same cousins. Now, I'm not trying to make this a bad thing, but it's like sort of like when you make a product that runs perfectly well the regular way you made it, and then you hook it up to the internet. Certain things like cars come to mind. Certain things like appliances, major household appliances come to mind. You know what? like washers and dryers? Why do they need to be hooked up to the internet? Certain things like refrigerators. Why does that need to be hooked up to the internet? Why? Why? So when it malfunctions, you can't call a regular technician to come in and fix it for cheap. It certainly doesn't mean that it won't work well. Same thing with cars. The more electronic that they're making these cars, the harder it is making for you to get your car fixed. You sure will be able to recognize it needs to be fixed, because that computer will tell you exactly, you know, what's going on or that something is going on. But what it won't tell you is how much it's going to cost to fix it. Or what it won't tell you is that you're not going to be able to go get Mr. George, who've been fixing your cars for the last 30 years to fix this, because Mr. George don't know nothing about this car. Mr. George is used to working with carburetors, pistons, valves, radiators, brakes, brake pads, discs, rotors, tires. He can even do auto body work. Old school type. Pulling dents. Like, Mr. George, they don't even pull dents no more. They don't? No, they don't pull dents. They just reorder the whole part. Like, why would you do that? You could just pull a dent. Yeah, but they don't do that no more. But, you know, shoot, we used to pull the dent, and then we would take the Bondo and smooth the Bondo on there after we pulled the dent. You know, fill in the holes and everything like that, sand it down real nice. Well, it's car be good as new. Like, no, not with the metal that's on these cars nowadays, Mr. George. Mr. George ain't so old where he hasn't seen the changes. But the bottom line is, if we're talking, when you start adding in extra words to describe something that you could easily describe in a word or two, you know, is that your son? Is that your daughter? Yes. Now, unless you are somebody official who has to know the difference, like let's say hospital administration, or the school district or somebody like that, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, that's my son, that's my daughter. We need two tickets to go into the thing. Or we are going here as a family. Or I'm here to, you know, for parent-teachers conference. I have definitely, it was one of the best moments of my life when I went up to the school for a school conference for a child that wasn't biologically mine. I was like, yo, this is dope. See, this is what happens. This is what you don't get when you got a child that lives all the way in New York. Like, yeah, this is dope. Yeah. People be like, oh yeah, I see y'all your favorite. Like, me, look shit like, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Good luck. Either you acknowledge the child as being yours or you don't. But what are we talking about when we talk about bonus children? You know, because, you know, I mean, honestly, I am definitely a holder of the belief that bonus children, well, the children, period, definitely suffer when things don't work out between mommy and daddy. Children suffer because of that, because the children have fallen in love with the parents. The bonus parent, the real parent, and they have fallen in love with the relationship that they have had. That relationship between mommy and daddy is the thing that brought the bonus children and the biological children together. And speaking of the bonus children, one of the reasons that I don't like the word bonus children is because they are the biological children of somebody. They might be a bonus for you, but there's somebody else's add-on. Add-on in terms of, you know, they came out of somebody and they were developed by somebody else. So, I'm not saying that the term bonus children is wrong, because it's not wrong. But what we're going to talk about tonight is where certain things can go wrong, where certain things can go left. And, you know, when we're talking about relationships, especially when we're talking about children, anything can go wrong. One of the hardest things to do is get your children from the womb to the tomb in good shape, in good standing. Hopefully you can get them there at least before you get there. Hopefully they won't get to the tomb before you get there, but you know how that goes. You know how that goes. So, you know, like, what's going on, Carol Chamber? Lemmy, friend me, favorita, always a good time, always great to see you. G. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And a brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. Good to see me some y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for coming through on this Power Monday. All up in your area. It's the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. And we are talking about bonus children. What do we need to understand? Bonus children. What do we need to understand? A bonus child. A bonus child is a not is your non-biological child. Non-biological. Doesn't mean that you don't take care of the child. It doesn't mean that you're not legally responsible for the child. However, along with the children that you may already have, they will add in. Have any. What if you don't have any children? There are plenty of people who don't have any children. So can it be a bonus child if you don't already have a child? You know, at work, you get a bonus in your paycheck if you do an exceptionally good job. It has to be prearranged by your boss. You can't just get a bonus on your own. You know how many of us would have bonuses at our job if we could say, well, you know what? I tore shit up this week. My sales were through the roof this week. I think I need to have a piece of the profits. Because this here week, I was an employee like no other, worthy of a bonus, sister or brother. I'm going to have to be very careful with this colon ring tonight. You know why? Because this here colon ring got a lot of turmeric in it. It got a lot of turmeric in it. And turmeric is like, turmeric is cold like curry powder. And y'all know what curry powder can do. Curry powder, all curry do is stain. And I'm a messy drip, I'm drippy drinker, like I got a hole in my lip. On top of that, I'm clumsy. It's a lot of broccoli in this. This is like a broccoli drink. Normally, I have more leafy vegetables, you know, like collard greens and spinach. But tonight I went for the broccoli. You know what I mean? I was going more for the alkaline. So I got the broccoli up in there. Cucumber up in there, mad garlic up in there. I'm feeling a lot better than I was last week. I don't know if I'm 100%, but I know if I wasn't 100% before I got sick, so I know I'm close to at least being back to what I was. Anyway, so yeah, at your job, you wouldn't just be able to give yourself a bonus. You would have to have already fulfilled the requirements of some particular incentive that your job was given out, or you would have to be recognized by somebody with paying authority that you should receive more. That's what you would have to do in order to get a bonus. So when you look at a bonus in that regard, how do we get bonus children? All we had to do is date somebody who has children. But you know, in a lot of relationships, people will keep you away from their kids for a good while if they suspect that you may not be a safe person to be around their kids, or if they don't think that you're really going to be around, period. Like, if you just coming around, you know, to hit it and quit it and all of that, then women don't want you coming around their kids. They don't want to get their kids' emotions and expectations all wrapped up, you know, especially small children. You know what I mean? 2, 3, 4, 5 years old and all of that kind of stuff. The kids love the boyfriend or love the girlfriend. Where Mr. Such and Such at? Where Miss Blah, Blah, Blah? How come Miss Such and Such don't come around no more? How come Mr. Blah, Blah, Blah don't come around? He said he was going to take us to the, and we was going to go to the, how come we don't go to the park no more? I want to know where Mr. George is and Mr. Rob is, and with mom is. I want to know where that person is that came around. They were so much fun. I used to love when they used to come and we would beat them like brown, down. Yeah, I like them. I love them. But where they at? I don't see them. And you don't want to have to explain to your child how come there's a good chance that Mr. Such and Such ain't going to be around no more. Or Miss Such and Such is not going to, you know. It's a wrap. We on the Miss This, That, and the Third. Or Mr. Blah, Blah, Blah. Or we taking a break. You ain't going to see Mr. Nobody around here in a good while. Many times, you will get bonus children because some people have a really strong effect on children. Like, the kids just love them. I've been accused of that. I've definitely been accused of that. Like, you know, children just love you, oh. From babies on up. I mean, especially little girls. Like, little girls, 1 year old and up. You know, I don't know. Children, they have this energy towards certain people. You know how it goes. You've seen it. You may be one of those people. So, yeah, when that happens, you don't want to put your kids through a whole lot of changes if you really care about your kids. If you really care about them, you don't want to put them through a whole lot of changes. You don't want to be shuffling the deck a whole lot with kids. Kids have certain expectations. And when you start, and when they start becoming disappointed and not having the expectations fulfilled or expectations met time after time after time, then they stop believing in things. And you don't want that for your children. You don't want that for your biological children. You don't want that for your bonus children. So, yeah, it's not a good idea to get attached to some kids or someone else's children when you know that you don't have intentions of really being around. You don't really want to be around the parents, the mom or the dad or whatever. Some dudes play that shit. They do. They think it's cool. Yeah, I get close to the kids. That way I'll be able to come around. They'll even let me in the house when mommy ain't home. That type of shit. Ego shit. Egotistical stuff. Narcissistic crazy stuff. You know, stalkerish. Ridiculousness, foolishness, messiness. Unhealthiness. Oh, crap. I ain't got no glasses. I'ma have to go and get them. Couch English says, I hate the term stepchild. Mm-hmm. Now that's interesting. You know what? Like half brother or half sister. You normally don't talk about stepchildren unless. I say this. If you're married to somebody and you call their children, their bonus children, whatever, stepchildren, then that kind of says a lot about what y'all might have going on. One thing is for sure, it's going to say a lot about the relationship that you have with them. I use the word stepbrother for identification reasons. Y'all know I got a bunch of half brothers and half sisters, but that's not what I call them. So if I say stepbrother, that lets you know that they're not my biological half brother or sister. That's the only reason I use it. It's to let you know that there's no blood connection. Not only that, but we've never lived in the same house. Not only that, I might not even really know them that well. And those are facts. Those are facts, you know. But it tells, even with me using it in whatever kind of way for identification purposes or whatever, it still shows the relationship barrier. And there is a barrier, because if we were close, I would never use the word stepbrother. Oh, yeah, my stepbrother coming over. We going to be kicking it. That's my man. I would never say that. So you mean to tell me that your best friend that you've been down with since the sandbox is either your brother or your cousin? You know how it is. First, y'all was cousins. You know what I mean? Y'all really just friends from around the way, in school, on the block, whatever. First, y'all was cousins, because we declare everybody our cousin that we love, that we like, that we kick it with, that we hang out with. But as we got older, nah, that ain't my cousin, that's my brother, because that's what the bond was like. That's my sister, because that's what the bond was like. I'm just as close to them as I am my biologicals, and that's whether we're talking about my full mama and daddy biologicals or my half biological, it does not matter. Like, that's my brother, just like my mother's children, because you know how it go. You might slip in the, you know, that's my father's kids, or those my half brothers and sisters, if it's on your father's side. But whoever came up out of your mother, you ain't never, ever, ever even thought about them being your half-brother or sister. That's the hood rule, and it's consistent. That is about as much of a law as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. Now tell me I'm lying. So you mean to tell me you would declare your best friend your brother before your half-brother becomes your, or your step. You know what I mean. So that's where we are with it. All right. No, I said your shirt caught some of that drip from your lips. Man, listen. It actually came from this thing, my little sippy cup here. You know what I mean? Like, this is a well right here, and it'd be some water in the well. It'd be some water in the well, Norris. It'd be some water in the well. So when it get caught up in the well, you know what I'm saying, if I lean it, you see that little bit of water, it lean. I got to get my cup off of that lean. Too much lean. It'd be sipping on some scissor. Okay, so Carol Chamberlain says, yes, it did, Norris. Okay, TK Wright says, I count my kids' friends as bonus and some daughters, but my children, wait a minute, but my children from my man is my kid. Sounds about right to me. Stacey White, what's going on, Stace? TK Wright says, same Carol as not liking the term stepchildren. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, My father had children from previous marriages, and we couldn't call each other step or half siblings. Makes sense to me. Cause once you start you can't be in the same house calling nobody no step this or step that. That's the shit that we hear in the fairy tales. My evil stepmother. My evil stepmother. Evil. My stepfather, he wasn't nothing but a rapist. He used to do it to us, and he would even tape us. That motherfucker was a nasty-ass nigga, and nobody would do nothing about that nigga. So I pulled the trigger. That's why I'm doing a couple of years, but they understood. The court understood my tears, so they made sure I have to do a lot of time, but I'm glad the motherfucker's dead. Yeah, he wasn't mine. Anyway, so badass stepdad. Anyway, that badass stepdad. Anyway, that bad, yeah. If you consider him to be your stepfather, then you ain't got no relationship worthy of being a father with that man. That's why you make sure that everybody knows that that's not your biological dad or dad that you down with. It ain't hard. It ain't hard. When, as soon as you hear somebody talk about my step this or step that, that lets you know. Unless you're talking to me, because I do it for identification problems. But even with that, it lets you know that we don't have a relationship like brother and sister. It's not there. That's not what it is. That ain't we. It ain't that. It's like digging the this. It ain't like dagger the that. So, you know, it be how it be. Tanya Respis, mark it with a T. Mark it with a T. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, Tanya? And Barbara Hill, Cisse, Bobby Cisse, all up in your area. That's what I'm talking about. We got go-getters from the very beginning all up in here. That's what's up. How y'all feeling? But yeah, you know, so bonus children. What are we talking about? What are we talking about when we're talking about them bonus kids? Listen, I have seen parents shed tears, damn near go into a depression because they could not identify as mom and dad, you know, for those children at certain times. Because there are certain times when you just can't get it off. There's certain things that even legal documents such as adoption papers cannot fix. There's certain things that even adoption papers cannot fix, like DNA, biology, or the ability to be a match for a kidney or another organ that child may need. I have seen parents shed tears over that. They at the hospital. And, you know, like, let's take a situation where the child may not know that a parent is not their biological parent. They don't know. They may have been raised by that parent since they were a child. That's the only father that they've known or the only mother that they've ever known. People even said that they looked alike. I've seen it. Where you can, like the man that I knew as my grandfather all my life, him and my dad looked alike. I was like, what do you mean? That's not my granddad. No way. It wasn't no way. How do you look like a nigga and act like a nigga? How? It got to be one or the other. How do you look like a man that's not your father and that man dark-skinned and you light-skinned? And that's not your dad? That man had one wife, two wife, children over here, children over there. Yeah. My daddy had children over here, children over there, children over there, everywhere. Yeah. How you do that? You didn't grow up with that man? Hey, let's not get it twisted. My father grew up in North Carolina. He had to go see his father up in Pennsylvania. My father grew up in North Carolina. He had to go up to see his mother in New York. Neither parents were down south. Both parents was up north. One in Chester, one in New York. And they both had other children, you know, it almost looked like Saturday Night Live. But that wasn't his biological father. So I'm just saying all of that to say this. You know, what you cannot fake is a bloodline. You can't do that. But you don't need a bloodline in order for somebody, let me put it this way. You don't need a bloodline in order for love to be there. You don't have to be related to somebody in order, or blood related to somebody in order to love them as if they were blood related to you. You don't need that. I couldn't imagine being in a household where even if you, you know how sometimes it might take children a while to warm up to their step parent. You know, every step parent ain't cut from the same cloth, and they don't all perform the same duties, and they don't all act with the same level of care. Terry Hawkins, what's going on? Holding it down for the D all day, every day. 24 hours, 7 days a week, 12 months a year, 365, 52 weeks. So what I'm talking about, what's going on, my citizens of you? But yeah, so if y'all live in the same household and you call the man that's in your house a stepdad or the woman that's in your house your stepmom, I know what I'm hearing. I never not referred to my father's wife as my stepmom. I've never just called her my mom or anything because we didn't have that relationship. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. Me and my mom always been like this. Me and my stepmom wasn't even like this. You can't compare this to this. At least if we was like this, I would say, yeah, that's close to this. There have been other women that weren't my mom that I was at least like this with because they was like a mom. The love was there. The care was there. I'm not saying my stepmom didn't love me or like me or whatever, but we didn't get along. We didn't have that son-mother energy. It wasn't there. Wasn't there. I'm sorry. Wasn't there. Maybe if she was alive, maybe she would tell a different story. I met her when I was 12. This is my story. Wasn't there. So, at the same time, my mom's husband. Nah, that wasn't my stepdad. It's my stepdad in terms of identification purposes. Once again, to let you know that my biological dad, me and him, just like this. Guess what? Me and my stepdad, quote unquote, no difference. I knew one 11 years or 12 years before the other. But in the end, no difference. So, yeah, my stepdad, I don't give a shit what I call him. If I call him my stepdad, whatever. The love is there. He was my dad, my stepdad, pop, whatever you want to call it. He had a variety of names. But the love was there. Always. So it's identification for me. But I'd be damned when I'm living in a house with him. He wasn't my stepdad. It was my dad. And he didn't even have to be. He didn't have to be. Really. He didn't have to be. He didn't have to raise me. did it anyway. I was getting raised anyway. I was almost done. I was almost cooked. You know what I mean? Met him when I was 12. It ain't like he moved in when I was 12. You know what I'm saying? That's when he started a relationship with my mom. But anyway. That man would have never called me his bonus son. That's my son. That's it. But the reason, you know, dialing it back, that's not the problem that I have with the whole bonus thing. I have a problem with people fronting. You know what I mean? When you talk about something being a bonus, I look at bonus being a benefit. A benefit. So, you know, we can talk about a couple of situations that may not be exclusive to my experiences or anybody else, but, you know, I imagine that bonus children could come into play around tax time. It's around tax time now. It ain't around tax time. Well, maybe not so much in these days and times, but y'all know of times when having extra children that you could claim on your taxes was a good thing. Bonus children. Yo, mommy's on welfare. She don't need them social security numbers. Gotta give it to daddy so he can get the money and he can increase them numbers. We got this money. It's coming on through. You know what it is and what we going to do. Second coming up, Christmas is going down. Y'all know what it is. Don't try to clown. I need them social security numbers. Need them social security numbers. Need them social security numbers. You know what it is. Also, when men are involved in a pissing contest, well, you don't even take care of your kids. Yes, I do. Not only do I take care of my kids, but I take care of all my kids. And you adding in the bonus kids, you might not have been. Maybe you take care of your bonus kids because you with the mom and you living up under that roof. Her name on the lease. Her name on the mortgage. So you better represent for her kids, but you ain't gave a dime or no love or even know where your biological kids are. But your bonus kids, the bonus. We gotta get the bonus. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get Amazing Show, and we are talking about bonus kids, what we need to know. Bonus kids, how it needs to go. Bonus kids. A bone, diggy, dang. Nara says, the rule applies with my youngest sister born from my mom's remarriage. Okay. Barbara says, I was very sad when your second dad passed away. I was so hoping he'd make it, and I was very sad when your first dad passed away. Yo. Yeah. Well, everybody knows the relationships that I've had with my father. Proud of that. You know, but when we talk about what bonus children are, that's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I got this thing about these labels. These labels. These terms. These titles. I just think that the regular titles work just fine. They work just fine. You know, we can't even say the word transvestite no more. Well, we can say it, but we can't write it on social media. You know, transvestite. No, can't do that. LGBTQ took it away. Oh, wait, can we say transvestite or can we not? Or do we have to say transgender? It's transgender now, right? What we can't say is tranny. We can't even slip tranny in if we're talking about, you know, some people call a tranny is short for transmission. We talking about a car, yo, my tranny messed up. My tranny messed up, man. My shit won't go. It'll start up, but it won't go. I had to back my way all the way up to work. Nah, I ain't got no Uber money. I had to back my car all the way to work today. Because you know when your transmission go, your reverse still be working. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why don't they make the drive like they made the reverse? Reverse is still working against all odds. Reverse be working against all odds. Well, why couldn't you do that with drive? Switch it, flip it, bounce it. Flip it so you can't back up the way you used to back up. We can live with that. Like, yo, man, I gotta drive Chicago tonight. My tranny messed up, but I got that reverse tranny. I got that reverse tranny. So to Chicago I go, 10 hours away. Yahoo! 76 to 80, 80 to 90, 90 to 94. Woohoo! Well, actually it's just 80 to 90, because once you take 80 to 90, you in Chicago. You got to take 94 when you want to go to Milwaukee or Minnesota or Montana, all the way over to the West Coast. All right, anyway. Tanya Rester says, wait, I didn't know we can't say transvestite. Man, Facebook will bang you on anything. You'd be like, transvestite? They'd be like, we don't say that anymore. Calling black people Negroes. It's like calling Asians Oriental. Why can't we call Asians Oriental? Because that's like calling black people colored. I'm like, how? Because they're not Oriental. Oriental is like how you describe some of their products. Their clothing. I'm like, but Indians are Asians too. And so are Afghans. And so are Iraqis. And so are Russians. And so are Mongolians. And, you know, they're different kind of Asians. How come I never hear people call Eastern Indian Asians on TV? I've never watched the news and said, yo, the Asians at the Dunkin' Donuts with, like, they said Indian. India is in Asia. So why do the Orientals get to take over the whole word of Asia, the whole continent of Asia? When they are East Asian, over in West Asia, is all Semitic peoples. No, not the Jews Semitic. They took over the whole word Semitic, and they're not even Semitic. But what in the Kyrie Irving is going on? What in the Kyrie Irving is these labels, these titles, these, Carrie Wright said, I tried to say it on Facebook, and Facebook sent me a message that simply said, yo, are you serious? They sent you the side eyes? Like, yo, ooh, you're skating on thin ice there, Miss Wright. You're skating on thin ice there, buddy. Barbara Hill C6 says, I never dated anyone with young kids under 13, and although I have cared for them and my motherly nature kicks in, I know they have moms. I raise my chitlins, and I am fulfilled in that. You raise a whole bucket of chitlins? That's some nasty shit. You trying to say your kids stank? and they chewy, I'm not going to be able to allow you. I can't allow this. Let me delete this. Let me get my admins in here and take away this. Can I send you a warning? Let me see if it offers that. It says put user in timeout, hide user on this channel, add moderator, report, reply, pin message, go to channel. Okay, I'm going to allow it with a warning. And she also says, oh, and most often teens ain't interested in no new lady. You know, I'll say this. All teens are not cut from the same cloth. Because sometimes you just never know. If the teens have never had anybody in their life like you, or if they're going through a time in their, you know, in their lives, you know, puberty really, really messes up a teen for years. A lot of people think puberty is just when you start sprouting and growing and stinking and being able to, but it can last. It can, you know, the hormonal effects of puberty can last for 4 or 5 years easily. That's why these teenagers these days are in so much trouble. It's all hormonal. Bad food mixed in with bad hormonal activity. And the internet. And I honestly believe that the internet is messing up the hormonal balance of our children. But that's a whole other story. Tanya Respite says, my daughter said, you gotta say drag. They are dressed in drag. I think your daughter is right about that. The fuck is that? I'm not saying that. Drag. He's in drag. He's dressed like a woman. So are the women in drag? Yo, check out Shorty. Drag. She is dragged out tonight. Woo-wee. Tomorrow's Pretty Petty Tuesday. I might be using that. Y'all women out here with all this weave and makeup. Y'all out here in that drag. Look at your drag. Your drag looks nice today, baby. Hey, Shorty, your drag looks very nice today. Well, whatever. I ain't doing it. Emily Dunlap in the house said it. Emily. Tanya says, I never dated or married anyone with kids. I had no interest in anybody kids. Wow. Woo, now that says a lot. Sounds very harsh. It does. I've dated women who had kids a lot. I haven't liked them or loved them all on the same level. But the ones that I liked, I really liked. The ones that I love, I really love. Simple as that. But whether you had children or not has never been a deal breaker in, you know, with anybody I've ever messed around with. But honestly, Tanya, I appreciate your honesty because you don't feel that much different than a lot of people feel. They just don't have the balls to say it. But whether you have the balls to say something or not, the way that you feel about it is really going to shine through. It's going to show. You don't have interest in something, it's going to show that you don't have interest in it. And, you know, it can cause some problems. Some people don't have interest in other people's children and they act like they do, and then bad. It can turn abusive, actually. Or neglectful, which is a form of abuse. Emily says, Carol reading the comments, I don't like the terms step or half either. Okay, cool. Barbara Hill C6 says, don't do it. I have a spotless YouTube record. I feel so sadistic right now. I don't know what to do. It's like this mouse is just making me want to do something mousy. The mouse is making me want to do something ratitious. Something ratitious. All right. Emily says, Tanya, I have dated guys with children, and they love me as I love them, even to this day, not being with their dad. That's more of my experience, Tanya says. I didn't have kids till damn near 30. Up until then, I did not want to be around kids. Well, damn. Now drink to that. Barbara Hill says, I don't want the drama associated with unruly children. Don't have the patience for the attitudes, et cetera, and believe their parents need to work through it. Also, I've mentored kids. Strange, isn't it? Well, see, here's the thing about mentoring kids. They go home after you finish mentoring them. You can always stop the mentoring program. I'm not going to be able to mentor y'all this season because I got a lot of work to do. With your bonus kids, if you acknowledge children as being your bonus kids, then I think you should probably have some connection to them. That's rev. That's rev. I says, Tanya, that's understandable. The 20s were about exploration and individual growth. Shit, I ain't have Ayana until I was 35. No mean shit. Everybody else had kids. Why did? I mean, how could I not like kids? I had to wait till kids, you know, was nice and went to sleep before I could get some ass. I mean, we understood each other well. I want to stay up and play with Mr. O. I'm like, stay up and play with your mom. We got to get you on a schedule, homie. Sheesh. I knew I shouldn't have bought that extra controller for that Sega Genesis. Rats. Emily says, I have 3 granddaughters and a bonus granddaughter. Barbara Hill CJ says, my other concern is bonding with kids and me not dating their dad no more. That's the biggest thing, I think. That's tough because it would bother me too. It's not fair to them. That's what I'm talking about. See, and this is why I don't like the whole bonus children thing. Because just like biological children who have become attached to their non-biological parents or, you know, moms, boyfriends, dads, girlfriends, ex-wives, spouses, whatever. Bonus children suffer just like biological children do. Bonus children are the biological children of somebody else, of somebody. Just like your biological children may have a connection with their bonus dad or bonus moms more than they might have with bonus you or biological you or biological father, whatever. But I don't even think that you should play around with this. If you're going to call somebody your kids, then that's what they are. That's it. There ain't no dipping in and out. There ain't no, well, we not together no more, so y'all not my, what you mean? They not the kids no more. You know, listen, you know what the courts say about when you stop trying to play, pay court order child support because she won't let me see my kid. She won't let me see my kid. She won't let me see your kid. Well, you gave birth to your kids and you're going to pay. I don't care how you play. So we'll work it out so you can get visitation, but you're going to pay that money without hesitation. Every month, we're going to garnish your wages and we're going to make sure we turn another page to your income or we're going to have to suspend that license. You dumb. You understand what I'm saying, son? So you can't let your feelings get wrapped up in your responsibility. Because we going to make sure you going to pay that money. And I don't care if it's killing me. Yeah, we going to make sure we take care of the kids. The kids come first and worst to worst. Yeah, we going to make sure that we make sure that that deal gets done. That's your son, your bonus son, your bonus daughter, your bonus child. I don't care. You going to make sure that the money is there. Yeah. All right. You got it right, sis. Kanye, I had my kids at 29 and 30. Shoot, I don't know. I'm thinking about if you waited all the way till you was 30 to have kids, then you should have been one of the best moms ever. You should have had practice. I know if it was a man. Man, a man can have his first child when he's 40. That's when he can have his first biological child. By then, he done took care of a boatload of kids, guaranteed, whether he wanted to or not. Women, y'all be tripping. Okay. Tanya says, now I'm 55 and I love kids. I raised my two, got a grandson, and lots of other crumb snatchers. That's what's up. Narciso says, although I was 25 when my son came. You know you put an E on the end of son? This is like a Sony. A son. My son? Okay. TK Wright says, most NYC professionals didn't have kids or had kids late. They don't count. NY, New York professionals. They ain't even from New York. I don't know. Listen, apartment hunting ass, $3,000 a month paying ass. What are you talking about them? A lot of them can't even get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Barren ass. Yo. Yo. Blank spitting ass. You know what I'm saying? Yo. All right. Anyway. Tanya, I like the kids in my family. And so Joe's my brother Ansel Joe's is going on. He says it's difficult to call someone stepbrother. Yeah, without a doubt. We still family. No doubt. Hopefully. You know, we was talking earlier, like, you know, there's a reason that first step gets put in there. Tanya says, exactly, Barbara. I wasn't in that headspace to get to know their kids. It's tough. Okay. Barbara Hill C6 says, as far as my dad's kids born during my parents' marriage, I only claim one, and that's because I met her at age 9 and we clicked. She's 1 year and 1 month older than me to this day. And she says, I call the one I connected to my sister, and the others are their names. Shrugs. One thing is for sure. They ain't your step siblings. You can call them your half or whatever, but biological, you know, your biology doesn't really care about what you want to call somebody. Just like when they're non-biological, your biology doesn't care about how you feel about somebody. You either love them or you don't. You either feel them or you don't. You either rock with them or you don't. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We all overtime. All right. We got to do some birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. Anybody born on the 6th of February? February 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Mike Harmon turning 62 years old, the gay in sight today. I'm sorry. And Saida McMorris turning 35 years old today. And Sophia Bethel turning 52 years old today. And Monica Belzer turning 27 years old today. I don't think that's true. Okay. And Felicia Johnson turning 52 years old today. And Paulette Jennings turning 58 years old today. And Yenny Torrebio turning 34 years old today. And Shanita Bradshaw turning 39 years old today. And Sonia McAdoo turning 53 years old today. And Melissa Emery turning 56 years old today. And Patricia Ann Jones turning 65 years old today. I see Sophia Bethel has two pages. And so does Monica Belzer. Okay. And Barbara Ayala turning 41 years old today. And our girl, Onyx Nova McGee, turned at 47 years old. There you go, Onyx. Onyx! Time to get live. Okay, all right. And Trevor Griffiths, turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, Cannon Rivera, turning 42 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious, glorious, glorious February 5th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it, do the damn, rock out. Rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, we talking about bonus children, but we talking about bonus lives. We talking about extra. Are they really extra, extra, extra? Take care about it. You know, when it comes to this parenting thing, you're about that life or you ain't. You either with this love or you're not. But one thing is for sure, if you don't love, but you trying to act like, you know, you trying to wait for love or think that maybe it's just going to come to you one day, it's going to show. Your level of care when it comes to children is going to show. So just like it may not seem fair to you to have to deal with somebody else's children, at least by the time you have to do that, more than likely, you have already made major adult decisions. But when it comes to these children, they're not old enough to make decisions for themselves. And the influence you have on them is going to be great. So, you know, children aren't something to be just be used as bragging rights when somebody's trying to play you, diss you, or insult you. These are lives that mean something. And the energy that you expel to them and that they expel back to you, it's either going to match or it's going to be a mismatch, you know. But your level of caring or concern is going to be what either makes it like this or keeps it like this or brings it in like that. Hopefully it gets like that. Some of us ain't like that with our biological children. A bonus child might be what you need, but this bonus thing, more love is always better than just the love that you had. You can always deal with a little bit more love, but with more love comes more responsibility. You got to be ready for all that. Is you ready? Is you ready? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Don't Get a Missing show. So make sure that y'all come through. make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will. All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Yeah.